So your decision to kick 3 points instead of
go with 5 points. Go with 5 points, and touchdown has to beat you.
Doug, talk about the adversity that you guys face in this game down and clinching a first-round bye.
Well, yeah, first of all, you know, anytime, that's what I told the team at the end of the game in the locker room, that, you know, anytime the Giants and Eagles play, it's always going to be a battle, regardless of records, throw everything out, and it's becomes a sort of a slugfest. And, you know, 2 weeks in a row for our team to really find a way to, you know, a week ago play well enough and then come back this week and really don't play great, but still find a way to win the game. You know, players have made plays all year. They continue to make plays, but plenty of mistakes to go around that we got to definitely clean up moving forward.
That seemed to be an issue throughout the day today, but it had been at all the rest of the season. Is that attributable to?
It wasn't nothing on Nick, nothing on, you know, getting plays in. A lot of times, if you notice too, just our overall energy, just getting guys back to the huddle a little bit. We just gotta do a better job during the week of coaching that up and making sure our guys get back to the huddle in time. And the other thing too, when there's chunk type plays too, that clock's moving, and we just got to be a little more sense of urgency in those situations.
What was your assessment of Nick's play?
I thought he played well, really well. I mean, you know, I'm sure, you know, there's some things that he would like to do over. Obviously, each game is going to be that way. But I thought he handled himself extremely well. A lot of poise back there. Took some shots today and bounced up and did a nice job. Did a nice job.
You can talk at all about the defense. They said earlier in the week they didn't like how they played against the Rams, and then today gave up a lot of yards to the Giants team. How are you putting up there?
Yeah, no, I'm not. You know, I'm not concerned. I mean, these guys understand. I mean, they really do. If you're in that dressing room a few minutes ago, you know, the players know. They got to clean some things up, obviously, and you know, we can't have 10 penalties and expect to win too. And then some, we couldn't get off the field on third down. That's always been something that we've kind of been good at on defense. But I'm not concerned.
As far as special teams, a blocked field goal, blocked extra point, blocked punt, did you see something going into the game? Or is it just something that happened over the course of the game?
Well, you know, Phipps studies the protections and had a couple different wrinkles in there. And then, you know, Barnett's blocked a couple already this season and it got one. Malcolm got one, I believe. And then, you know, just the rush on the punt, you know, was just a thing of beauty. Executed well, the scheme. And just things that, to kind of change it up. And like I said, Phipp does a good job of you know, understanding protection and designing some rushes to do that.
Doug, what have you played three games in a row on the road, stayed out on the West Coast, lost your starting quarterback, and you won 2 out of 3. What have you learned about your team over the past 3 weeks?
Yeah, you know, it's a tight group. It's a real tight group. It's a family atmosphere. This is a band of brothers. They're not words. I mean, those guys really believe that. And you know, coaches and players really buy into everything that we're doing. We've had a tough stretch, you know, these last three weeks. But to go 2-3, or 2-1 rather, in these last three games, I think it's just a credit to the players, the coaches, you know, we still have everything right in front of us. Obviously, got a great opportunity Christmas night to do some more in the postseason. So. Get a bit longer week, get the guys rested and ready to go.
Doug, what was the game plan coming in offensively in terms of, you know, balance? I mean, did you feel like you had to run more, pass more, despite the calls for you to run more?
For me going into it and kind of the offensive game plan too was just to continue to do the things we've been doing all season. And we tailored a couple things for Nick, obviously, but in the passing game. But really, I wanted to maintain the aggressiveness offensively. Again, too, you want to try to establish the run best you can and get that thing going, and then you know, play action pass. But you know, we got down so fast that again, there was no panic. You know, we just one play at a time and worked ourselves back into it and won the game.
As a follow up to that, it was a 2-touchdown deficit or a 13-point deficit there in the first half. What was the conversation? Were there adjustments made, on defense? Did you think you just needed a few more drives? What was that like?
No, I mean, really, we just had to make a play. We couldn't get off the field. I think it would, you know, their first five third downs, I think, they converted, and they were, shoot, what was the number, third down? 10 for 18? I mean, there's your story right there. You just can't get off the field, and you just got to make a play somehow, and we had some secondary penalties, and just couldn't get off the field, and those are things that are critical errors that then we had offsides on a punt return, you know, that gave them a new set of downs. So you just can't do that thing. You know, you can't do it. You gotta be smart, know the situation, obviously. We got it. You know, we gotta get it fixed.
Four red zone touchdown passes. You guys have had success down there all season. I mean, yeah, and it's not like you've even missed a beat with Nick in there. I mean, what has been the secret to your success inside the red zone?
I really don't think there's a secret. I just think it's just the execution of the players. I mean, we spend time during the week on that, and it's been an area of focus for us all season long, off season, starting the off season, and you know through training camp. And you know, you get guys like Alshon and Ertz, and you know these guys are making plays down there. There are a couple of big targets that you can go to. Trey Burton's had a couple of nice games here back to back, and we got to continue to run the football down there. So, yeah, it's something that we spend a lot of time on, obviously, during the week, and just comes down to the execution of the players.
What was the feel like in the locker room and during the game without Carson, who's an MVP candidate? I mean, were there guys looking around saying, who's going to lead us, or was it, did Nick fill that role? What was it like? How was it different this week versus the last 13?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure, you know, Carson probably reached out and to all his players and, you know, offensively probably wished him well. But, you know, there was no – because they spent the whole week with Nick. So, you know, there might have been a little bit of that, like, okay, how are we going to play? You know, what's going to happen to start the game? But, you know, we just go right down the field you know, Nick had the hot hand early and just kind of maintained it throughout the game. And really, I think, you know, this was just it's a great win not only for the team but for Nick too, you know, and for the guys.
Was it important for Nick to have a lot of plays called for him early? It seemed like it was, you know, we kind of expected, okay, you're going to run the ball a lot and protect him, and, you know, your offensive line is what it is. It seemed like there was a concerted effort to either not stray or maybe even emphasize the pass, to get Nick sort of into the offense, to establish that identity. Was that part of your thinking during the week?
That was part of my thinking, and to go tempo, you know, in the first quarter, to kind of hurry things up a little bit and move down march down the field. It settles your quarterback down, it settles your offensive line down, and really kind of gets everybody into rhythm. And we did that a couple of times in the game tonight or this afternoon. And, you know, I just my gut was, you know what, I'm gonna maintain my aggressiveness. I just, as a play caller, I didn't want to take a step back, you know, and to go, okay, you know, we got to do this, we got to run the ball more, you know. I didn't want to do that, and I told the team that, you know, that I was going to stay aggressive and play calling and still push the ball down the field and take shots when we had them, and then still do the run game. So
why'd you go Chance over Isaac, and how did you think Chance played?
Well, I got to evaluate the film, obviously, but I think just overall, he got edged a couple of times today. But after I watch the film, I can give you a better evaluation, tomorrow. But I think overall, pretty well.
You're talking in a follow-up to staying aggressive, as Marcus said. Is that a message to the team as well? Because you said during the week nothing changes, but you can say that and lose an MVP. Was that a conscious decision to show everybody, like, we're moving forward, nothing changes?
You have to. I mean, it's been this way all season. So we lost our quarterback, our left tackle. I mean, you know the injuries we've had and we've been faced with, but, you know, we're 12-2 for a reason. And I've got to maintain that edge. The players have got to maintain that edge. It's too hard to win, you know, in this league. And every team is good. I mean, you saw it today. And, you know, I trust the guys. Bottom line is I trust the players. I trust the way we practice during the week, the way the guys prepare. And as a play caller, it gives you a lot of confidence to go in and be aggressive like that.
In talking to them after this one, what was the message?
Well, the message was, first of all, you know, congratulations, and did the whole thing. You know, we're slowly checking boxes. You know, NFC East a week ago, and then you know, a bye and a home game now. Check the box, but there's still everything's in front of us, and I just challenged them, you know, that we can't play like this and win in the postseason, obviously. Can't play like this and expect to win every week, you know. You got to come prepared, you know, you got to come. When I say prepared, I think from a mental standpoint, that emotion, you know, that sort of sense of urgency and that dominating swagger that you want to see your team come out of the dressing with. And that was kind of the message, you know, today. Happy for the guys again. Found a way to win. We hung in there and 12-2. All right.
Thanks.